This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is December 26th. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. NFL Week 17 picks and kicks. Today's podcast is Calhoun and Double R. And it's that time of year. Not Christmas and New Year's, but the time of the year if your favorite team should be looking for a new coach. How y'all holidays?
Man, everything was good.
That's what's up. How about yours?
It's all right. Let me tell you, I don't celebrate Christmas, so all my money stayed in my pocket. You got to love that.
That's a smart way to be, right? So you already started the new year one ahead of everybody else, right?
Indeed, I have.
Hey, you're a smart man.
Yeah, by the time a lot of these, not y'all per se, but by the time a lot of these motherfuckers recoup from Christmas, it's coming back over again.
Yeah. So, well, nah, they got the national hot, the black money
drop. Nah, I call it the black lottery. Income tax
season. The black lottery income tax season. So.
That just pay off the fucking rent that you ain't paying on and all that type of shit.
Oh, it just bring them back even.
Yeah, you know what niggas do with the lottery? Go get a brand new car. You know what I mean? They get a brand new car February and get a repo June.
Hey, and for those who are looking for cars, go to GrantWaltersAutos.com. GrantWaltersAutos.com. They have very good deals on very nice cars. Coaches who should be fired or kept with. It's normally they call it Black Monday, I think, when they start firing the coaches. But we're going to beat them to the step. We're going to beat everybody to the step. And we're going to say who should be fired and who should be kept. So,
go with team by team. And you already can't name the Texans because they did what they were supposed to do with their coach. Got him out. Get him out of here.
Yeah, let's go on and talk about that. So, it's an old saying. You're supposed to leave town before they kick you out, right?
Yeah.
That didn't happen with Kubiak.
No.
Yeah, I thought they would keep him because he had a semi-stroke on the sideline. I thought they would have bought him some sympathy points.
He tried to do that to save his job. The shit didn't save your ass.
Yeah, damn, John.
Hey, I'm just calling like it is.
Oh, so you said he faked, the stroke was a fake, so just so he can keep his job.
Man, he seen it. At halftime, he seen they down. Oh, shit, they're going to fire my ass. He was predicted to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. He was predicted to win the division.
Oh, he tried to do a Chuck Pagano.
Oh, yeah, like the Colts coach did last year, got counseling. Everybody rallied around. And Bruce Arians is really the one who took the team to the playoffs or whatever.
Bruce Arians really turned out to be a hell of a coach.
Yeah, he has. All right. So the Texans got an interim coach in Wade Phillips. Of course, he's not going to keep that tag. What do y'all think they should do for the coach?
Wade Phillips might be out of job, too. They might fire the whole staff. And I'm telling what the new coach come in, he might want his own staff, so.
Oh, they get a...
Well, they've interviewed one.
Who they interviewed?
Lovie Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's the type of you want.
What type of cat is Lovie Smith?
You know what type of nigga Lovie Smith is.
No, tell us what type of cat he is.
One of these tap dancing top hat niggas. He gonna just play ball. He don't curse. He gonna be whatever you say, He's Mr. Bojangles. Who the fuck he is?
So when you think he get mad at this team, how you think it go? We gotta argue with this player on.
Gosh darn it, guys! What you think he do, Sean? Lovie Smith get mad. I can't believe we can't go out there and execute. Blast! He probably do some shit like that.
Double O, how you think Lovie Smith get mad at his team?
He not cussing.
So, what you think he's saying to him?
Come on, you guys. You better relax.
He probably say whack shit like Jiminy Crickets. You know, all type of shit like that.
All right, well, at least you used to beat everybody to the punch and got rid of theirs or whatever. So, I would like to see Lovie get a job. What are the odds he gets a job this year?
To me, it ain't a good. He'll be all right, but I don't think it's a good job for him.
For real?
How so?
Man, they're looking for a coach who can take them to the Super Bowl. They're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
He went to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman.
It's different, man. You're over there. You're not going to be Peyton Manning. You're not going to be Belichick, so.
I think the AFC is weak as shit. Those are the two teams in there. Peyton Manning moved like a statue, even though he's throwing for fucking record after record.
But, be real, Calhoun. Beating Brady and beating Manning, you got to beat those two. Who going to be the quarterback? Ain't no quarterback going to come in and beat them two.
I still like Matt Sharp.
We discussed this. You keep liking these ain't shit. Like Matt Sharp. You still like these ain't shit quarterbacks.
He the only one maybe can beat those two.
Let me tell you something. Anybody can beat Peyton Manning as long as you get them away from home and they're not in the dome. Move them out of the spot. And the Texans got a pretty good defense. And that's what Lovie Smith can do. That's what he's going to do. He's going to just fortify. And their defense is pretty good.
It's pretty good, but your offense.
That go to problems today.
Other than Andre Johnson and Arian Foster, your offense shitty.
So it's going to be interesting to see. I think they had an off year. I don't even understand how I got this off. But I think they just had a bad year.
Matt Sharp, yeah, he probably out of here. So who your quarterback going to be? Do you think Matt Sharp staying?
I think they go with Case Keenum or draft somebody.
No way in the fuck you go with Case Keenum. Case Keenum couldn't win a game.
The best way to put it for the Texans, they were just like the Falcons. They had great expectation and didn't do shit.
But the difference between them and us is they got a lot of talent.
I think they wouldn't have done clothes for them.
You think so?
Yeah, I agree with them.
Your window don't close, but you don't have so much of Andre Johnson. You're going to be older. Aaron Foster coming out, another back surgery, so you don't know what you're going to get out of him.
Let me stop this, because we spend too much time on Houston, Texas.
That's part of the debate. All right, so their coach is out. Let's just do it like that then. Their coach out of here.
He out of there. All
right, so what about Jacksonville coach?
He got a job. He done turned up. Where their record is now?
They won four games, but this is his first year on the job, ain't he?
Yeah, man, he should keep his job. They 4-11.
All right, wait, you're right here.
You got to bring him back.
Yo, that man. All
right, so what about Tennessee?
Shit, they got to go with a quarterback. First of all, they see
Jay Locker ain't shit.
Yeah, that's their problem.
I'm one of them people, I've always been like this. As long as you don't lose 10 games, I can see you coming back for another year. It's just that 10 in the loss column looks so, that double-digit loss column looks so bad to me. 7-9 looks a whole lot better than 6-10, in my opinion.
But Tennessee haven't done that in the last, 2-3 years?
Nah, you can go back further than that. They probably won't dig that since Steve McNair.
So, let me ask y'all this. Should Munchak, that's the coach name, should he be fired?
Nah, this is what, his first or second year?
Second year, so.
Nah, that's not in the team. That's not even his regime. He didn't draft Jake Locker. He
just got handicapped with some bullshit.
I think Jake Locker really, he ain't the answer there. They probably have to go get a quarterback or get a veteran. Do you think
Mike Vick.
Matt Sharp go there and make them be effective?
Matt Sharp, Mike Vick. I think one of these veterans out here can do it.
That's a prime candidate for a veteran.
Mike Vick could, but I don't see Mike Vick going to take a backup. Or he going to have a comeback.
Yeah, I don't see Mike Vick starting.
He ain't backing up to Jake Locker. Starting with who? Yeah, he'll go there and take that job.
I don't think they'll fool with Mike Vick.
But they bring him in. They saying you're the backup. He going to get backup money. He going to get peanuts.
Let him get in there, go ahead and get a big contract the year after that, and then get hurt again and just get out of here and retire.
It ain't going to happen. Everybody now, they try might be.
They own to him.
Yeah.
All right, so what about.
But now, you made an interesting point I want this man on, though. They are a prime candidate because it does seem like they seem like they are a veteran quarterback away.
I mean, because right now the draft's not even that strong at QB.
Last not even the draft, just their division. Like, Houston's in flux. Jacksonville, The Colts aren't just the end all be all, sure, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of open. So I would be interested to see who they got though. So, but long story short, they should keep their coach one more year. I think we're saying that right.
Yeah, Indianapolis, we're going to have to talk about them. They're going to keep Chuck Pagano.
You got to.
All right, so the West, you got Oakland. This is a revolving door for coaches. You can't even unpack your bags in Oakland if you're the coach.
I think they should stick with a coach. I think the previous dude, the black dude who traded all that shit for Carson Palmer, I think he set them 10 years behind.
Oh, that asshole with the bald head.
Yeah, the one who like he shouldn't have been fired and blase this and blase that. You know what I'm saying? I think he set them 10 years behind.
And he so, fucked him good.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's traded, what, 3 years worth of draft picks damn near for Carson Palmer. So, and this is one of the years. So, I just think Oakland should just stay pat. It's a rebuilding project. Treat it like a real rebuilding project. I know that's kind of hard to say because the fans don't want rebuilding, but.
Yeah. San Diego should stick with their coach.
I think San Diego, Kansas, and Denver all in the same boat. They should stick with their coach or whatever.
I thought you don't like John Fox.
I think he's going to be, if they don't win the Super Bowl, I think he's going to be the reason. But how can you argue with a motherfucker who's going 13-3?
First off, you think he'll be the reason not Peyton Manning choking in the playoffs?
He was the reason last year.
But Peyton Manning still choked in the playoffs. Didn't Peyton Manning choke in the playoffs for sure?
Yeah. A good defense got started hitting him, put him on his ass.
I still don't see how you can fight John Fox. I still don't see how you can fire him, even though I'm not a fan. You fire John Fox?
This year?
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't gonna get fired.
Yeah. And of course, you keep San Diego and you keep Andy at Kansas City. So that covered the West.
All right.
We can breeze through the West. Let's go to the NFC North. The one quarterback I think in the most trouble is the one that y'all gonna say is wrong. Pittsburgh. What do you do with Tomlin?
Gotta keep him. They have.
Pittsburgh don't fire no coach.
They damn sure don't. They've had three coaches their whole franchise history.
I'm going to come to Tomlin's defense now. For Pittsburgh, they start off slow, even though they old, beat up. They start off 0-6, and they got a chance to make a playoff appearance. Like, they did the best with what they had. You got to go out there and get some more players. You got to replace that defense. They got to drive out.
They just old.
And see, now this is why I want to flip the script and talk about Tomlin in a different light. He's been rumored to be one of the coaches up for the Texas job. I say he should take that job.
Why?
And run.
Why?
Texas might be one of the three best jobs at all the football.
No, Pittsburgh don't fire no coach. He ain't going up. Tumbling because he don't want a Super Bowl. No, he got four more years there.
First off, who the fuck leaves the NFL to go coach college if you winning in the NFL?
The reason I say that for him and for Texas will pay him $10 million a year. In a job, all he has to do is win 9 games a year, and he'll be good. Texas may – now, don't get me wrong. Pittsburgh, if we had to rank football jobs, period, Pittsburgh is up there.
San Francisco,
Dallas,
is up there.
I would tell you, say Texas is over San Francisco.
You say over the 49ers?
Yeah. Texas can pay you the most money. They have the best facilities. You get all the athletes in our talent-rich state.
No. It ain't better than the Cowboys –
The Cowboys, the Steelers.
And they probably ain't better than anything that's steep than his NFL is Green Bay. Nah, ain't no fucking.
I mean, you got to take everything into consideration. Weather. Like, we want to be in the cold. Shit. All that shit matters because you playing. Like, the reason I say he should leave is because Double R made a good point. This is a rebuild. They're one step away from rebuild.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They still got a quarterback and they're going to get what? Five?
They got a quarterback who's getting older. Like, Ben hasn't been. Didn't they miss the playoffs last year?
They have, but.
Okay, so
you can plug in that organization. They're gonna plug in and be right back, like New England. They up there, so I would leave.
And then you gotta think about it. You're gonna get what, 5, maybe 7 more years out of Ben?
I don't see 5 more years out of Ben.
How many you see?
I'll give five more.
I'll give about 5 more.
And top flight.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you what else. They're plugging in as they're going. They lose a defensive player, but they're plugging in good ones. You lost Harrison, but you plug in Jarvis, the boy from Georgia. They've been plugging in the whole time. This ain't a dump this roster and plug in shit. Over the last 4 or 5 years, they've been plugging in young guys after young guy after young guy to go with these old vets.
Hey, they really missed Mike Wallace this year, though.
They did.
A lot better than Mike Wallace.
But yeah, they're gonna draft. They're probably gonna draft the receiver.
Yeah.
And then they back in the mix. Oh, nah. Tomlin stays. Who else? Baltimore. Harbaugh stays.
I mean, everybody else is going to stay. Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
That coach is a first-year coach, so he's going to stay.
Let's talk about Cincinnati coach.
I think it should be the fuck on.
How?
Marvin Lewis ain't been shit.
He the black Mike Smith. He taking a program with not that much tradition.
Don't you dare say Mike Smith and Marvin Lewis ain't, bro.
Why say that?
Mike Smith ain't never went to the Super Bowl.
Mike Smith was too early. You can't say
but
that.
But Marvin Williams done turned Marvin Lewis done turned a program with no tradition into a consistent playoff team.
How the fuck he getting a pair for 10 years? How long he been in Cincinnati?
Probably like 10 years.
No, sir.
He done been to play like 5 years.
It probably time for him to go. He was there with Carson Palmer and Ocho Cinco.
And they were going to the playoffs.
But I think with their owners, man, you know who assists them. They really don't pay to get no goddamn. They draft good. They don't pay to get no big players. So
I think they draft really well.
What he have.
But I'm saying, like, let's stick on Marvin. Why would you get rid of him?
Marvin is going to get you nowhere. He's not going over the hump.
He not, but Cincy don't want to go nowhere, I think. They ain't trying to go no Super Bowl. They happy with the shit Marvin Lewis doing now.
But you got to think, before Marvin Lewis, they were real shit storm.
But that was in the 90s. In the 80s,
and
they were good.
And the 2000s, too.
With Boomer, they were sizing them. They were straight.
So they went 15 years, a couple years being good, 15 years not being good. The man brought him back to being respectable at least. Like, you can say this.
It's Cincinnati, time to get the fuck on. You going
Cincinnati
nowhere.
Got a puncher chance of going to the Super Bowl this year.
Listen. No, they're not.
They have a puncher's chance. They have a chance of going to the Super Bowl.
I hope they do, but I don't think they are. Listen.
I'm saying this. You saying anybody can beat Peyton Manning, right?
If it's away, cold. Away, but they're not away from Peyton Manning.
Well,
but
they won't be Andy Dalton the way they playing.
You ain't bullshit.
Andy Dalton just put up 40 last week.
They lose to fucking Houston. He couldn't even beat Matt Schaub in the playoffs.
Yeah, so. Hey, why Matt Schaub getting this kind of rep?
Because he sure getting this kind of rep. So Double R, Marvin Lewis, do you say they keep Marvin Lewis?
Hey, Marvin Williams coach like Marvin Williams plays.
It's Marvin Lewis' decision if he want to stay or go.
So if you're the owner, you would give him the decision.
What he doing? He get him to the playoffs.
If you get rid of Lovie Smith and you can get rid of Marty Schottenheimer, you can get rid of.
Now hold on, let's stop right there because Marty throw out. Marty's been way more successful, but Marvin Lewis has been more successful than Lovie.
No, he hasn't been more successful.
No, the fuck
yes, he
ain't.
They ain't been to Super Bowl. Lovie don't been to a Super Bowl.
He don't been to the playoffs more time than Lovie.
No.
You gotta go to that big dance now.
And Chicago were going to the playoff damn near every year.
No, they weren't. They were going. They just missed 2 years.
No. No, and the last year he missed with him, he was 10-6.
They missed, though. That's all that matters.
Nah, I'll take Lovie Smith over Marvin Lewis any day.
I don't see how.
They got rid of Tony Dungy in Tampa. He's not going nowhere. He can't get you over it. No, he's not it. I would. They're not going to get rid of him. I would get rid of him. Let's go to the next one here.
AFC East. The most interesting one out of AFC East, of course, is Rick's. Sexy Rexy.
Get him out of here.
That's Double R guy. Let's talk about old Rexy for a minute, Double R.
I like Rexy. He ain't do bad, but he ain't do bad to me to get fired, but his ass is grass.
he got to go, Rashard. He talked more shit than he wins.
That's why they going to fire his ass, because he talk shit.
Yeah. They can't even.
This guy, coach, they wouldn't be talking. They wouldn't be on him. He'll fly under the radar, but since he talk shit, his ass is grass.
Yeah. You can't say, look at me, look at me, look at me, and then you ain't doing shit. It ain't gonna happen. I tell you what he do, Rashard. He be around here talking to the whole old bitch. I got a 10-inch dick around here, bitch. I'll beat you down and get in the bedroom and got 4 inches hard. Trust me, I know. Rex gotta get out of here.
He gone, though.
The best thing Rex did for the Jets is get a lap band. For his fucking belly. That's the only thing he did. Big contract he signed, though.
Yeah, that's why he got lipo.
Yeah, that's why he got lipo. Like, trying to fuck some of these young hoes like Brett Favre did while he was up there with the Jets.
You don't think Gino get to save Rick's job?
How he saved it?
He saved it from the standpoint of, hey, we started a young quarterback this year. Hey, Mike, what's their record now?
7-7.
So they might finish 500. So we showing signs of progress. He just gonna get better. So you don't think that can save Rich's job?
Hell no, nah, his ass out of there.
Rick got a track record.
You in New York, they wanna win it. They talk shit, so his ass out of there.
Alright, so we can both say Miami and Buffalo coaches stay just cause it's their first 7 years
away. I hate Joe Philbin though.
Why?
I just don't like him. After that Hard Knocks, how he did Chad Johnson.
How you doing? Like, I forgot how he did.
Before anything happened with that bitch. From the Housewives show, wherever that bitch come from, he cut him ASAP. He was like, he talks too much, blah, blah, blah. So before anything, any information, he was on Chad Dick. Made all the at the time.
Let's talk about New England for a second. What would it take for Belichick to get fired?
For Jesus.
He'll never get fired.
For Jesus to come down and say, I don't want him to be here.
It'll take a murder or rape or something like that for him to get fired.
Let me tell you something. Unless he's in jail, he still got his job.
Even if a murder.
Even if he was
They're going to wait through everything and go out. They're going to wait till the...
Aaron Hernandez. They'll let him coach from the cell. And I'll let him too.
All right.
Now to the NFC. The West, I think everybody keep their job.
Everybody keep their job.
Except for St. Louis. Who's the coach of St. Louis?
Joe Fisher. He got his job.
I think he's keep his job.
He's another overhyped motherfucker to me. Jeff Fisher but
If they beat Seattle, they'll be 500. That's a very competitive division this year.
Yeah. And he got a shit-ass quarterback, do you think? What do you think about Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford been hurt.
Cut Sam Bradford 2 years ago.
He just came in the league, 3 years ago? He came in 2010.
They should give up on Sam Bradford.
No, he been hurt all this year.
He been hurt all his fucking career.
Get him some protection. So Seattle coach Pete Carroll, of course, keep it. The Juice Brigade. He giving them the shit he gave the USC players. So Seattle keep their coach. San Francisco keep their coach. Arizona keep their coach. Let's go to the interim. NFC South. Carolina, Ron Rivera kept his job by the hell on his chin.
He took it from being... He was one step away from falling off. I mean, he went to go stay at a broad house. He went and re-eat up his sack. Now he ain't having a phantom. He done got him a phantom, a challenger. He kicking it now. You know what I'm saying? He was one step away from falling off, so now he back. What you think about Ron Rivera, Double R?
What can you say bad about him?
He saved his jaw, didn't he?
Hey, hats off to you.
Because he was on his way out the door. They were closing the door.
He snuck up on everybody when everybody was counting him out, so... Big ups.
Let me tell you what he was like. He was like he was outside right when they were closing the door. Wait. I forgot my keys in the house.
Like you doing with a girl y'all about to break up.
Yeah.
You go back in there.
Wait. Next thing you know, y'all cried together. Sean Payton keep his job. Tom Bay. That motherfucking Tom Bay really on his way out of there. Shiano. Shiano should be out of there. Shiano, I think Shiano gone. And then Mike Smith is staying. I hope we get rid of Thomas Dimitro. I don't think Mike Smith is a problem.
Take Thomas Dekou up out of here, too.
God, please.
Let's talk about old Mikey Smith. Because in another podcast, you told me you would get rid of Mike Smith for the right coach.
I was just saying I want everybody gone. But for Bill Cowher or somebody, Tony Dungy, yeah.
What about John Gruden?
Yeah. That's the fire we need. Mike Smith right here having heart attacks, turning red.
So let me ask y'all this, because it's not like anybody you said won multiple Super Bowls.
They won a Super Bowl. Man.
But Mike Smith is young. He's still relatively young as a head coach.
I'm not taking...
He's a good guy like Calhoun said about Lovie Smith. He's a good guy. Good guys ain't shit in the NFL.
What was Tony Dungy?
He was a good guy with a pound of dogs. That's what he was. He had some dogs in the pound. Everyone say Peyton Manning, but Bob Sanders was a motherfucker. Mathis was a motherfucker. Brackett was a motherfucker. They had a whole team over there.
So I just feel like the fact, I think Mike Smith has earned at least 2 years for me.
He got two more years, but.
I mean, he's just like Marvin Lewis. He's taking a team with no real tradition and made them a consistent
Our winner. Problem isn't Mike Smith. That's why he stays. Our problem is a front end problem. That's our problem. We don't have any fucking talent. That's our problem. Only thing we got is a golden child, Matt Ryan, who could do no wrong with a golden arm. We got two runaway slaves in Roddy White and Julio Jones, but one of them can't stay healthy.
Shit, both of them.
Shit, Roddy just had a bad... This shit he could... But year in, year out, Roddy beat up. But that defense, William Moore looked like Deku this year. They both look like they sucking on the fucking mom's teat. Goddamn... Them two rookies getting their ass turned every which way but loose. Asante Samuel hurt after every play.
Asante Samuel just milking it, man. You know him. He's a showman. He only going to step up at the Falcon good.
Lord knows. Please don't sweep his way. Please don't. What y'all think about Paul Werlow, though?
Great. Well, he another key rookie.
You think he can make some play, though?
If he don't start, he'll be a good reliever, so.
You think he could be a good middle linebacker starter?
That yet to be proven.
What you think?
I think he could start. Man, linebacker, right? I mean, he makes tackles, so I mean, it ain't like they'll just kill him.
But you think they're going to keep Sean Witherspoon?
Yeah, hell yeah. Why you get rid of him? He the best thing.
Because he can't stay healthy.
He can't, but him and Babino damn near the best thing on defense.
Babino. Babino by far the best thing on defense. Sean Witherspoon is another playmaker, but he can't stay healthy.
The people I would keep if it were my defense today, who would definitely have a starting job. Babino, Sean Witherspoon. I would give Wurlaw a look. And Alfred. Those are the ones who in my
really Alfred and True Fun, really, it was okay. They really didn't show me too much this year.
I mean, they were rookies and they held for rookies, they held all right. Yeah. I would keep Witherspoon if his contract is up this year, depending on how much money he's asking. I want Babino, but his contract is up. And if he's trying to get top five, top 10 defensive tackle money, no. And the only reason why, because motherfucker, nobody knows you.
Nobody don't, but he going to try him. Do you see him coming back playing for a reasonable price? Or you think he going to try to be greedy and go somewhere else?
I think he's going to try to be greedy.
He's going to be greedy, but don't forget, this is Atlanta. Yeah, but everybody loves the city of Atlanta, so.
But more than the city, everybody love money.
Y'all gonna say it seems like them boys. We say that because we on the outside looking in, but it seems like them boys chase a chick for the most part.
And this is last contract.
Babino ain't no big name defensive player, so he ain't gonna go nowhere and get too much.
You put on the tape, Babino stand out just as much as any other D tackle in the league. What you think?
He really do, but they ain't trying to pay on the mat. Everybody trying to get him for a steal.
I think he one of them people who signed a 2-year deal with more money than you expect, but he kind of deserved it. I think part of recognition is his position, right? So, like, the position plays is kind of hard to.
Don't get me wrong, the Falcons should keep him, though.
He deserved the contract he should get, but I just think they're not going to give it to him, which is why I think we should get rid of Thomas Dimitroff. He makes dumb moves like that, but then he's going to do something stupid. I can feel it. He can't keep his hair decent, so I know he's going to do something stupid.
All right, that's enough about the NFC South. Let's go to the North.
They need to get that Legend of Frazier out of Minnesota. Get him out of here.
He gone. You know that.
Y'all think he gone after this year? With the quarterback situation they've had.
Well, motherfucker, you should have did something better than what you did. You been not long enough to do something.
But, man, I don't think it's completely his decision, right? So, I think they probably told. He had to try Christian Palmer the first year. Ponder the first year. Because they drafted him like number 7.
They should not have drafted him.
But that's not his fault, though. That's a head coach's job.
Huh? That's your job. Coach him up. They draft him, tell the coach, coach him up.
Yeah.
Right. Legend Frazier out of there, I think.
What about?
Yeah. Detroit. Detroit. Get that fucker out of there. That ain't been doing a goddamn thing but talking big shit. Get him out of there. You got that. Detroit probably had one of the most talented rosters in football on both sides of the ball, if you think about it. There's absolutely no way they should be losing.
Hell, now it's over. You was 6. What they want? 6-4? 6-2?
They were 6-2, weren't they?
Yeah.
Now they 7-8. Man, get your monkey ass out of here, man. They shouldn't even have to tell you out of here.
You should just go on.
You should just get the hell on.
You should just do the right thing and just go on to give them the keys.
Do the right thing. So Green Bay, Chicago.
Green Bay, Chicago. We know they not changing their coaches.
I don't like that Chicago coach.
This is first year.
This is first year.
So they good.
I just don't like how they got a to replace the black man.
You know that was gonna happen.
They don't give you too many chances, man. Let's start with Philly first. Chip Kelly, good so far. What y'all? What you think of the job Chip Kelly done?
He did what he had to do with Dallas. Such a fuck up. Jason Garrett, get your ass out of here.
We're going to get to Dallas. We're going to get to all the other ones. But so far, what grade would you give Chip Kelly?
I give him a B.
What about you, Calhoun?
Yeah, because I thought it was shit at first. I'm going to tell you what else. That showed you how dumb Mike Vick was. Because remember after the first game, I was like, they're running shit like a college. This ain't going to work. When everybody looked checking to the sideline, soon that got in. All that went away. You don't see none of that no more. Nick Foles run the offense like the quarterback should.
I would give Chip Kelly an A.
An A?
A minus. For him to see the change and not stick with Vic, he switched in enough time and didn't even go back to Vic.
Because the did the right thing.
He couldn't go back to Vic. He
But sometimes people do go, like the Chicago.
And that's why I was stupid. That's why so much, you don't go back to Jay Cutler. That's why I'm so stupid.
I'll just say as an example of a team who went back.
And that was done. That's why you just seen him didn't go back. Nick Ford went on the street. You don't sit the hot guy down for a cold guy who just came off injury.
Yeah, and that, you can't.
Like, you don't do
but
that.
But Chicago did that.
And that's why not both of them cold. They look like idiots. And that's why Trent's been working on my lad nerve.
Okay.
That was a dumb. That was fundamental. That was stupid. This guy
you talking about
hot.
Me and you talking about off the record or whatever.
This guy was white hot and you placed first on with a maverick like Jay Cutler. Come on, man. They kind of gonna slay two interceptions on a good day. No, you don't do that.
All right, that's enough about old Chip. Let's talk about these other three teams in the NFC are way more interesting about coaching situations.
Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, Coughlin.
You can't get rid of him.
I'm agree.
Two Super Bowls in what, 5 years? Yeah, so Tom Coughlin, two Super Bowls in 5 years.
You just don't get rid of him.
Yeah, you can't find him. Rid of Tom Coughlin. You let him go out on his own terms.
Yeah, you don't get rid of Tom. And he'll bounce it back next year, year after that.
Even if he don't, you know what I'm saying?
You don't get rid of Tom.
Not like that, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I agree with you. I think they at least come back and make the playoffs next year with Eli.
Exactly.
That's Tom and Eli,
they going to do something.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to talk about Washington.
Shanahan might be out of there.
That's more of a fiasco than Dallas. Shanahan don't put out every fucking stunt you can pull out to get fired and get a check.
I know y'all don't look at Seinfeld, but I'm going to relate this to
who the fuck don't look at Seinfeld?
Another episode, he worked for the New York Yankees.
When he was sleeping on his desk.
Yeah, and the Houston Astros offered him a better job. So, like, he was assistant to the traveling secretary for the New York Yankees. And so the Houston Astros said, we'll make you the lead scout and assistant general manager. And he tried everything to get fired. He ran through the field in a naked. He was sleeping under his desk. He threw pizza at George Steinbrenner. And everything he was doing, the people were loving it. And they kept giving him, you know, so they kept loving it. He couldn't get fired. That kind of reminds me of Shanahan at Washington. Shanahan is trying everything in the world to get fired. And it seems like Daniel Snyder's like, no way you're working for me until I get tired of it.
And that would have looked like he gonna finish out that 1 year. I think now it's just pure stubbornness.
Yeah, I think you said it best, a millionaire versus a billionaire. And the billionaire's gonna show you why he's a billionaire.
Yeah,
you're
gonna do what I tell you to do, boy. Now you tell Mike Shanahan, an old rich white Dan Snyder told him. Dan Snyder told him, you're gonna coach this team, boy.
So y'all think Shanahan back?
Yeah,
he won't pay him off.
Daddy Snyder ain't gonna find the pal. This is strictly about money. Shanahan want a free fucking check.
You're
and
not gonna get it.
And Snyder finna say, I'll show this who gets a free check.
Yeah, tell this who the real
Snyder probably is Jewish or something like that.
He probably
like Mike Shanahan fly with the team instead of a private
everything.
Jet.
Everything. And I make it more difficult. Everything. I'll take Central Heating and Air out of his office.
Yeah, he make him send the bullpen with his assistant coach.
Yeah, I make him do all that.
Yeah. So I think they keep Shanahan. What about you, Double R? You think they keep him or they fire him?
I think his ass out of there.
He should be, but I don't think they're gonna pay him.
Surprise me. He's gonna be funny if he back. Then you really say Dan Snyder like you my bitch.
Nah, you mean Dan Snyder tell him he his bitch.
Yeah.
So what are the odds? So you saying he fired Calhoun? This is just be a me and you discussion. What are the odds Shanahan come back?
I think it's an 80% chance he comes
back. I was
thinking
90% chance.
Only because Dan Snyder's been that stubborn.
The only way he doesn't come back is if he leaves money on the table.
If he say you don't have to pay me that money.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's not gonna give him that 7 million.
Yeah, he's not giving him that money to leave.
No.
Snyder's hell bent on that one.
Yeah.
So do you think he would step down?
Let me tell you how I think
it'll get that bad.
I think so.
Like, fuck it, I'm stepping down.
Let me tell you how I think it goes in the Shanahan house. I'm gonna tell you like I think Shanahan go home, Snyder go home. Shanahan go home and says to his wife, if that fucking thinks he's gonna make me coach, he got another thing coming. I'm Mike fucking Shanahan. I got a 2 rings. Fuck him, I run this fucker in the ground before I goddamn resign. Snyder go home and says, if that thinks for a day I let that piece of shit with no money tell me what to do, he got another thing coming, piece of shit.
Hey, so do you see see another team buying Shanahan out his
Hell no. Maybe if this was 1999.
Yeah, maybe then. What about this motherfucking paying that shit? You for him to come down and ruin your team in the ground?
Where does RG3 sit in all this commotion?
He just fucking his white wife with a green. But let me tell you what's funny. He probably gonna fuck her and then make her do like black shit. Like make Kool-Aid, but it's not enough sugar. She good collard green, but don't put turkey neck and shit in there. Be tomatoes and shit. He probably be garden fed.
No, I think he's the complete opposite. I think he's more assimilated to white culture than her.
And she be trying to do it, and he be like, no, I don't want to eat that shit.
Yeah, she probably be like, hey, Robert, let's drink some Kool-Aid. Let's just have some Kool-Aid for old time's sake. He probably go like,
Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid.
Where's the Tang?
Not even Tang. Kool-Aid. Where are the fruit juices? Where are the crushed apple juices and stuff like that? Like, he sees that. She like, let's go get some fried chicken. Look at her like, bitch, you better get me a green salad. You know what I'm saying?
You're like the kind of kid that grew up drinking Sunny D.
Yeah. Five Alive. Yeah. That RG. Yeah, so RG3, he's probably the sneaky evil hand in all this,
he
right?
He started this shit.
Yeah, he turned everybody against everybody.
Talking to Daniel Snyder and talking to...
Probably, hey, you know, Dan said, you really a piece of shit. You not that good at coaching.
And then, you know, Mike, what?
He probably go to Dan and like, Mike said, fuck you, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Mike called you a short piece of shit today.
He called like, you a on the low.
Yeah.
Oh, he called me, he anti-Semitic.
Yeah. All right, let's go on, Double R. This your last one. This is your ballpark. This is the team you love to hate.
Talk about the Barkers, man. They the most underachieving team in NFL history.
Dallas Cowboys. What happens to Jason? First, what happens to Jason Garrett?
Not if they win. If they win, he's not. Just on principle. Should he be gone? Indeed. But on principle, they win. Because if they win, they in, right?
Yeah.
So they not. He's going to buy his job.
Let me say this. The reason it's going to be so hard to win or lose to fire him is because the owner is the one who set this situation up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was what, 2-3 years ago, Jerry Jones was talking about how
made
great
him the highest paid coordinator.
Yeah.
He was paid higher than the head coach.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, Jerry Jones started this war. If Jason Garrett wins, I agree with you. He stays the coach. If he loses,
he should be out of there.
He should be out of there, but I think he gets one more year.
Yeah, he should be out of there.
And let's take a minute because, you know, we bitch about being Atlanta Falcons fans and shit don't go our way. How do you think Dallas Cowboys fans feel?
With that much talent?
I mean, the Romo Coast and the Garrett Coast, that shit has to be bad for your health.
How do you think Jerry Jones feel?
Jerry Jones seems like he's just enjoying his money and his team. And whatever young pussy he got on the side.
And you got some young ones. Probably a bitch and a Latin bitch and a bitch.
He look like they put them all in the bathtub at the same time and have fun.
Yeah,
put a cowboy hat on and go to work.
Like Hugh Hefner type.
Jerry Jones want to win, but he just can't do it. He want to talk shit and win, but he can't buy himself a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he try. How you know he won it? He try.
That's how you respect him, because he try.
He try. He go out and get it. His team is actually good.
One thing I say about Jerry, the general manager, is great. He drafts well. They acquire talent. And even from an owner standpoint, he's okay. He's not afraid to spend money, go into the look, take the tax hit, whatever. It's just that when he fiddles too much, that's kind of the disaster.
He need to just stay the fuck out of their business.
Like, he's actually, I think it's kind of hard. I think that's kind of the problem with it because it's such a dichotomy from the standpoint. He's such a good. He's a good general manager. Like, the Cowboys have never had a talent problem.
Hey, we're going to do picks and kicks now.
I'm going to talk some shit about some of these teams and these players.
Oh, let's get it going then. All right, first game, let me see here. Let's get it started with this one here, Sean. Texans at the Titans. I'm amazed at how these motherfuckers know how to lose a game. But we...
Who sucked the worst?
We can't lose the game, though. The Falcons want to keep winning like some assholes.
The Falcons tried their best to beat San Francisco, but they just couldn't.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you
why they suck as a Falcon fan. Before the game, I want them to lose, right? Let's get our draft pick. You start watching the game and be like, oh, shit, this is a game. Then you watch them, they do the onside kick, and you like, we can kick these folks' ass. 9-yard line, right at the minute left in the game, it's our time to shine. And then you get some shit like that. Pick six to the house. Only the Falcons can be down. Only the Falcons find a way like that to lose to just got down here. This dick's for you.
Let's do the Lewinsky and the You Suck Awards. Who your Lewinsky Award for last week, Double R?
Let me see. I guess I'll get Philly for putting 50 on Chicago.
They beat the dog shit out of now.
They did beat the dog shit
out of I'm going to give my Lewinsky to Cam Newton. Once again, coming back, beating Drew Brees at home, that's a pretty big win.
Let's talk about that because Peter King from Sports Illustrated was killing Cam. He was literally killing Cam on Twitter. And then after he just basically said he needed that.
That's just some bullshit. Cam Newton played his ass. Cam Newton actually been paying his ass off all year. And he's been coming back. He's something to be reckoned with, especially in the playoffs.
My Lewinsky Award goes to Tony Romo.
Why Tony Romo?
Single-handedly keeping the Cowboys in the playoff picture. Now it's time for the You Suck Awards. I start. We'll go in reverse fashion. You know, get my You Suck Award? Tony Romo.
Huh.
For getting hurt. It's the only Romo can turn in one of the most heroic performances of their career and be hurt for the biggest game of their career.
Yeah, but that ain't his fault getting hurt.
Man. But only it can happen to him, though.
I'm giving it to the Falcons. Like I was just telling Rashard, you as a fan, you're rooting for them to lose the game to get a good draft pick, and then they fucking ball tease you, do the onside kick, get the ball in the nine. We're only down three. It's about a minute left.
And Matty Ice blows it at all.
It wasn't Matty Ice at all. We talked about this. It wasn't Matty Ice. Fucking Harry Douglas. They had goddamn bobbling, weaving the ball. Next thing you know, a pick six. Only the Falcons can do you like that. Ride your hopes, and then here they come crashing down. Who you got, Rashard?
Now I'm giving the You Suck Award to Detroit. How do you let the Giants come to your house, beat you, and you trying to play for a playoff? You suck, man.
That's a good one. Who? Detroit, when they just lost. They had playoff implications until then.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, let's go do the picks and kicks.
So the first game, Panthers at Atlanta. Who you got, Rashard?
No, the Panthers.
Who you got, D?
Panthers.
I got the Panthers, too. The line is by six. I think they cover it.
I don't know, Matty. I should give you another good performance.
I think they cover it.
So you think they win by a touchdown?
I think, I think they cover it.
Man, Ryan might throw another pick six, goddamn.
They cover it.
See, everybody said, Matt Ryan throw pick six.
It ain't Matt Ryan. All right, Ravens at Bengals. Who you got, Sean?
I'm taking the Ravens.
Ooh, that's ballsy.
I'm
taking the Bengals. The line is by six.
Too high. That's too high. Bet the Ravens on that.
Texans at Titans, Rashard.
That's about a game you suck. I'll probably say the Titans.
Can we do a You Suck Game Award?
Yeah, it's your show.
No, I'm just playing. I'm going to take the Titans, too. Texans, like I told you, the wheels done came off. The heads done been cracked, and they still trying to drive around the radiator scrubbing the ground. Texans just a real shit storm right now.
Texans haven't come this far, 2-13, to win a game and get the number two pick. They lose and get the number one pick. I'm picking the Titans. The line is Tennessee by 7. I'm not going
I'll
to.
I'll take them 7.
I wouldn't take the 7. I think the line too high.
Yeah, I would actually bet the Texans in this line because they lost. Nothing about the Titans is wild to make you think they beat somebody by more than a touchdown. So.
Yeah, beat a good match. Matt Dalshaw, he'll throw a pick 6 too.
So we're going back to the rule of if your quarterback's name is Matt.
Oh, you an ass. So the next game in the Jaguars at the Colts, Sean, who you got? Easily. Who you got, D?
I got the Colts.
I got the Colts, too, but this line is too high. By 12?
Jaguars been playing too good. Jaguars been playing too good out back in Jaguars. On that one.
I couldn't take them, but I like the coach. Coach should win this one.
Jets and the Dolphins.
This is one of the games up for a playoff spot.
Dolphins still up for it.
Yeah, Dolphins still in.
Hey, I like my guy Rich Ryan to come play hater.
I definitely don't think that's going to happen. I think the Dolphins win this game.
I agree with Double R.
You think the Jets?
I think they play hater. I think Tannehill gives you the classic Tannehill fucks up game.
What about Geno Smith?
I think Geno does nothing win.
He ain't got to do too much.
I got to go with the Dolphins on this one. I'm going to be an amazing. Please remember this podcast again and my great picks week in, week out. You think they cover the line, Rashard? The line is 6.
Nope.
Lions and the Vikings?
No, the Miami line. You think the Miami line? Well, y'all both don't think the line because you're going with the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't think they cover 6.
Okay. All right. So we always say bet the Jets if you're going to bet that line.
If you're going to bet that line.
All right.
The Lions and the Vikings, Rashard. Who you got?
I like the Lions by default.
Mm-hmm. I like the Vikings in the blowout.
In the blowout?
I think the ship. I think the wheels coming off with the Lions too.
Calvin and Stafford. Ain't no need for them to play, really.
I mean, Schwartz not coaching. Schwartz is a lame duck coach. Those situations never go good in the game. When the players know the coach is getting fired, those situations never go good.
I'm going to pick the Vikings also. I don't think a blowout, but I'm going to pick them. Detroit is in so much disarray. You can't pick them. I mean, but are they good enough? They might win, but I'm going with the Vikings here. And plus,
do you start Stafford? Do you play Stafford and Calvin the whole game? Reggie Bush, you play Stafford?
I mean, if you're Schwartz, you got to play everybody because you're coaching for your job. In your mind, you got to be coaching for your job, even though your job pretty much is predetermined.
Yeah, but I wouldn't sit down anyway, man. People pay to see these motherfuckers. You ain't pay to see.
Man, fuck that. At the halftime, y'all ain't got to play.
Shit, I ain't going to coach y'all next year. Go out there. It ain't on me if you get hurt. Fuck you. Here's the game here. Fox game. This probably is America's game. The Redskins and the Giants. Oh, there's two shitty teams all year. You know what Shanahan doing these last few weeks. Who you got, Digital Darren, between the Redskins and the Giants?
I got the Giants in a blowout.
Giants in a blowout? Yeah. Who you got? Or double
off? Giants, but not blowout.
I got the Giants too. I don't believe it's a blowout. The line is by 4, so you think they cover the line?
Absolutely.
You think they get it by 4? Double R?
Yeah, they should by 4.
I get it by 4 too. Mike Shanahan go ahead and get that draft pick for sure.
But you know they get a draft pick to the Rams.
So why are you playing like he's playing?
He wants to get fired, right?
Exactly. The next game is the Browns at the Steelers. Digital Darren, who you got, Browns and the Steelers?
Steelers.
Oh, you finally going with the Steelers, huh? Who you got, Sean?
I got the Steelers.
You know who I'm going with.
You know y'all two are secret Steelers fans.
I'm going with the Steelers. You know what I'm doing.
You know y'all Steelers fans.
Whatever. The line is 7. What you got?
I don't see 7. I see Pittsburgh winning by like 5 or 6.
So you think they cover 7 or short?
No, they win, but
that was
well. Nah,
they haven't blown anybody out this year. So
I'm gonna grab my balls on this one. They cover the 7. Packers and the Bears. Oh shit! It depends on what Jay Cutler you get.
This for the championship. Aaron Rodgers back.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers win.
Packers beat Packers by more than 10. By 10.
Where the game at?
It's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago.
Packers by 10. Digital Darren.
I'm gonna go with the Bears. Oh, grab my balls, even though I know Aaron Rodgers should win this, but I'm going with the Bears.
Well, to me, Aaron Rodgers, of course, gonna be rusted. To me,
yeah, that's why I'm going with the Bears.
He's been out for some weeks.
So what's Jay Cutler? Excuse
me. I don't trust Jay Cutler at all. I don't trust Jay Cutler to hold my seed going across. A bridge. I don't trust Jay Cutler.
Green Bay can't throw a party, let alone throw a pass.
Jay Cutler can't pass gas and throw a pass. Okay, so I'm going to go with the Packers just because Jay Cutler. The line is by 3.
I think Green Bay went by 10. Digital Darren. They blow Chicago out.
I don't think 10.
I think Chicago crumbles.
Yeah.
I take Chicago.
Then Chicago just lose by 40 the last time we saw them.
They damn sure did.
Okay, then.
Yeah, they cover that line. Chicago. Yeah, they cover it. Next game is the Broncos at the Raiders. I think it's a landslide.
Not really. Do Peyton Manning play this game? He done broke all the records.
Yeah, he broke the Drew Brees one with the most yards.
Do you think he'd go for that record this game?
Yeah. He's a stat stuffer.
You do, but this game has no meaning.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
So me, personally, I'll play him a quarter or two, get him up out of there.
I'll play him the first half. All
right, so we're gonna make this prediction, assuming he plays.
If he plays, Broncos win.
Broncos. I agree. I'll say that.
Oh, well, he's playing. So, the line is the Broncos by 12. You think they cover that line?
No.
I mean,
I don't know about 12.
I don't say they cover by 12 either.
I'm going to say they don't cover that by 12. But we all say the Broncos win it.
Yeah.
The Bills at the Patriots, easy one. Who you got, D?
Patriots.
Pats,
too. Line it by 9. I don't like these high lines.
I would bet Buffalo on that line. For the Patriots to win by 10, even though they blew out Baltimore last week, I think everything was striking. Patriots haven't been consistent like that. Yeah. So, and Buffalo has played them traditionally pretty well. So,
man, the Patriots ain't playing hard for their game, man.
But they still playing for positioning, right? Because can't they go from like 2-4 or something like that?
I don't think so.
Who two?
They're two. I think they hold steady with that.
Are they stuck in number two?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
But the Saints and the Bucks is the next one.
In the way at home, they pretty unstoppable.
What you got, Sean?
You know, I got the Saints. Easy win.
I got the Saints, too. You think they cover about 13?
With Sean out the door, yeah.
Well, yeah.
13's a pretty hot damn line.
They got to play because the division's still up in the air, ain't it?
I'm going to say they don't do by 13. I mean, that's two touchdowns. I don't think they beat them by two touchdowns.
You should never get a line with two touchdowns on a professional team.
Yeah, like, and it's a division game. It's a rivalry game.
Dumb love, that's actually one of them bets we should fly to Vegas to and bet the Buccaneers because that's almost free money.
Yeah, I don't go for that one.
Yeah.
Next one is, the good game, a damn good game, going to be this Cardinals against the 49ers. And there's a lot on the line here.
Ooh. Cardinals have to win.
Yeah, this is the playoffs start early next week.
It looks like if the Cardinals win, they actually will be in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And the 49ers might not be in the playoffs.
It's winning, get in. Winning in.
Who do I got?
Yeah. Oh, you got the Cardinals.
Of course I got the Cardinals. I got the Cardinals by a touchdown. By a touchdown.
Who you got, Double R?
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one. I had to go to 49ers, but boy, it could really go either way.
I'm going with the Niners. I don't believe in the Cardinals. They might get it. The line to San Francisco by one. I'll take the line.
Both of y'all taking the line. Y'all
it's only by one. Yeah.
I got the Cardinals winning by touchdown.
And New Orleans ain't big, too, because they could fuck around and lose and not get in.
If they fuck around and lose, they out of the playoffs.
If they lose and the Cardinals win, they out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they out of the playoffs.
New Orleans did beat the Cardinals when they played them, right?
It don't even matter. If they lose, they'll be 10-6. If the Cardinals win, they'll be 11-5.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it don't even matter. So the next one is this is gonna be another good one to me. The Chargers and the Chiefs.
Chargers still playing for position.
They got playoff implications.
And they're pretty much stuck in their position, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if Andy play everybody. The
Andy
whole play game.
Him. You think so?
Yeah. For what?
For one, you don't want to go into the playoffs cold.
Why wouldn't he just play for a half?
Nah,
but really, if he don't play, and they lose, could the Chiefs go on the road for a playoff game?
They don't. They don't. Nah, they stuck in the
third,
five position or whatever.
They in the flip five.
Yeah, because it's division winners, right? And then,
yeah. So
they stuck. They should be.
They stuck in that wild card spot.
Yeah, they stuck in the wild card spot. So who do you have winning?
I like Kansas City.
I got San Diego.
I like San Diego. The line is San Diego by 10.
And under Ron Burgundy, it means Santiago or Wells vagina.
San Diego, all right, by 10. I don't think they cover the line, though.
That's a pretty high line.
Especially against the Chiefs.
They're setting their line saying the Chiefs won't play everybody.
Yeah, it must be. The next game is the Rams and the Seahawks.
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 The line is by 11. I don't think it's by 11. The Rams are going to play them real tough.
I see a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't think that line.
I think we all would say bet the Rams in that case.
Eagles and the Cowboys. This is going to be another good game. I'm going with Nick Foles on this, though.
Let's talk about this for a while. Nick Foles, too. Let's talk about this for the third straight year. It's Dallas versus somebody for the division.
And for the third straight year, I think they do what they do.
Because if we fuck up and lose, my back will hurt. I didn't have no business playing.
So you're saying he's a master strategist?
Ooh. Yes, well, right. This is a classic. You bowled against a rookie last year, RG3. He couldn't get him in.
That's a very interesting angle.
That is interesting. He don't want the pressure no more.
Hey, that's the way I see it. I'm just keeping it real.
And you know that back shit, you can never say yeah or nay. That's
can't
always.
Really tell.
Yeah, that's always the one you could just say my back, and it's you can
it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk to what if Tony Romo doesn't play? What happens?
They lose.
Bad.
I like Kyle Orton, but no, I think Nick Foles ain't gonna put a good whooping on him.
It don't matter if Tony Romo play or don't play, Nick Foles gonna whoop his ass.
I think so. If Tony Romo plays, bet your house with the Eagles.
If Tony Romo plays, Dallas will win, and they will win by more than they will win by a touchdown.
If Tony Romo plays, they would lose like hell, and they'll lose by more than a touchdown.
That's an internal bet between us for the listeners.
You so want to do that?
We can.
We can bet a little something on that.
Fuck no. He'll throw an interception and lose the game again.
I don't believe in Tony Romo at all. I think.
What about you, Double R? You say they lose regardless, right?
Oh, yeah, they lose it.
All right. Just a couple of little notes on house cleaning. Thank everybody who voted for Stitcher. Thank you for voting us for the Stitcher Awards. We'll find out that pretty soon. We have coming up, I'm very excited about the year-end Lewinsky and USUC Awards. Also, watch out for the Bowl, the BCS review preview with me and Lynn itself. And go back and check out the NBA unofficial official preview review with Bebe and Major. And also the holiday rambling, random rants and ramblings. Go back and listen to that one. That's a good one to listen to. Thanks again, digitaldarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.